We've been planning to read this passage from Ezekiel for months, and as I've read and reread it, I have found that it describes so much of what I've been thinking and feeling in these days. See if it resonates with you as well. I'm reading from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and the Lord brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. The Lord led me all around them. There were many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. The Lord God said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" And I answered, "O Lord God, you know." And then the Lord said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, 'I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then the Lord God said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live.' I prophesied as God commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. And then the Lord God said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will bring you back to the land. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil, and then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." These are our sacred stories. Thanks be to God. Even before Ezekiel was transported in a vision by the Spirit of God to the Valley of Dry Bones, he was already separated from the life he had known, from the familiar. Ezekiel was captured along with thousands of others. They were forced into exile, taken from the lives they had known, separated from those who were not captured. And then several years into their exile, they learned the devastating news that Jerusalem had been leveled and that their temple was destroyed. Their lives would never return to what they had previously known as normal. They were separated, isolated. They could not be in their city. They could not gather in their house of worship. In this space of despair, God shows Ezekiel the Valley of Bones. And God reveals, "These bones are the nation of Israel. They say, 'Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are cut off completely.'" And we can cry with them. We can join our voices with theirs and shout, "We are cut off completely. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost." I know that I have cried most days. Cried while walking around the block. Cried while doing the dishes. Cried while watching and reading the news. I've missed my mother and others who have died in ways I haven't experienced in years. I realize that I'm missing my mother because I'm afraid. I grieve in my fear I grieve for those who have lost lives and lost loved ones and jobs and stability. I grieve for the normal of just a few weeks ago. I imagine you have felt fear and worry and pain and grief in these days as well. We know what it is to feel that our bones are parched, that we are void of hope, God forsaken. Before Ezekiel knows who the bones are, he's brought to this valley and the bones are just piled one atop another, sun bleached and scattered. And before God tells Ezekiel, he doesn't know because they're not identified. They are unknown. There are no markers, no names. This alone must have been horrifying for Ezekiel. Consider how often we're given genealogies in our sacred stories in both the First and Second Testaments. Names mattered to our spiritual ancestors. They mattered because that's how you lived on after death. You were remembered. And the bones were not remembered. They were isolated, cut off, forgotten. In the despair and isolation, God speaks, "Mortal, can these bones live?" And you can almost hear the desperation in Ezekiel's voice as he answers, "Oh Lord God, you know. You know. You know the isolation and the despair. God, you tell me, can these bones live? Where are you, God?" And God responds by commanding Ezekiel, "Prophesy to these bones. Say to them, oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you will live, and you will know that I am the Lord." And so Ezekiel begins to speak to the bones, and they rattle and quake and fly through the air, forming skeletons. And then they're covered in muscle and flesh, but they do not yet live. They lack breath. So God commands Ezekiel to prophesy again, this time to the breath. And Ezekiel does as commanded, and the breath enters the slain, and they live, a great multitude. Where once there was isolation, desperation and death, now there is a gathered community of living, breathing people. It seems to me that Ezekiel's vision is concerned not so much with death, but with despair. The exiles were alive. They survived the horror and the war and the destruction. They survived the relocation and the oppression, but they're living the grief of all those who are dead. They're living the grief of knowing their homes and temple are destroyed. They're living the grief that their old normal will never be normal again. They are alive, but they are living a life filled with despair. They're struggling to know who they are now. They are dismembered. They feel forgotten. Like unknown bones, dried and disconnected. After the multitude of living, breathing bodies stand before Ezekiel, God explains, "Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. And therefore, Ezekiel, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. I will place you on your own soil, and then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." God promises to put God's spirit within them. God promises that they will know God and by implication be known. that they will be remembered, that they are remembered, that they are filled with the breath of God. It's not just a matter of bringing the bones back together. They need the breath of God within them as well. They need the breath of God to live. They need to be known, remembered. We might feel that our bones are dried up, that our hope is lost. We might feel that we are cut off completely, that we are isolated and forgotten. We are certainly scattered into our individual houses like bones across a valley. Who will remember us? Who will connect us? Who will preach to our dry bones, to the breath? Who will remind us of the promises of God, promises to fill us with divine breath, to know us? Who will remember us? We will. We will. We must. We must be Ezekiel in these days. All the members of Covenant are ministers. It says so on our order of worship. You can look at it on the link on the website, or you can print it out and hold it in your hands. You are a minister, and we need you. We need you to proclaim. Preach to your own bones. Preach to the bones in the houses you pass on your walks. Preach to the breath. Tell everything. Live. Tell everything. You are not alone. Shout. Come together in love, even while we must stay apart. Cry out. Remember. Remember that we are connected. Breathe the divine breath into your own body. Remember yourself. Remember yourself. Connect with yourself. And then breathe that breath to someone else. Call someone on the phone and tell them you love them. And then call someone else and tell them the same thing. Remember, remember, connect. Remind those you know that we are not alone. We are known. We are not forgotten. We are Ezekiel, and we are needed. In addition to the pandemic, many are also dealing with grief, abuse, hunger. So many have lost jobs. Others face jobs that put them at risk for exposure. Still others have jobs that have changed overnight. Many are dealing with childcare and schooling in ways they never have before. Some are alone, completely without human touch in these days. Many of us are beginning to know people who are sick. We're all seeing the rising numbers of those infected, ill, and dead. And we are overwhelmed. Our despair bubbles over. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We feel cut off completely. Perhaps we wonder where God is. Perhaps our faith is evolving, is being challenged, is progressing, changing in ways we didn't expect. Doubt is a form of faith, and tears can be an expression of hope. We get to feel our feelings. We get to cry and weep. And we get to hear Ezekiel in our own voices and in the voices of others. We get to hear and live into the words of the promises of God. Live, live, live. Breathe in the breath of God. Come together. Connect with calls and Zoom and love. Remember that you are not alone. You will not disappear. you will not be forgotten. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will put my spirit within you and you shall live. I keep thinking of the hymn, Breathe on Me, Breath of God. It begins, Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love the way you love and do what you would do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until my will is one with yours, to do and to endure. I will put my spirit within you, and you will live. Now hear the word of the Lord. Connect and reconnect. Remember. You are all Ezekiel. There's a lot of preaching that needs to be done. Amen.